Welcome to Tips Tuesday, episode 42. My name is Queen Rafi, and this is my podcast, Queen Rafi Space. As the new year approaches, I know that you have a lot of things that you have lined up that you want to do. Some of us already have it figured out, want to do this, want to do that. And for some of us, even as we make these plans, there is the fear of failure hanging somewhere just around us, and we are scared to go further with these plans. Today on the podcast, I'm going to share with you some very effective ways that can help you overcome the fear of failure. This is something that I have tried and it has worked for me, and I'm going to share them with you, and I'm very positive that it's going to work for you as well. So stick around. One of the most effective ways of solving anything at all is actually recognizing the fact that they exist and tracing the source. So with the fear of failure as well, it is important for you to identify the source and for you to identify why you feel that way. Where do your fear of failure come from? Is it from, you know, how you've grown up? Is it from your background? Is it from the fact that you've done multiple things and, you know, you haven't been quite successful at it? Or is it because this particular thing is something that you've never tried? Identify why you have that fear of failing at this thing, and it will lead you into how you would be able to get out of it. But identifying the source is very important, because if it's a childhood thing that you have, it is from your childhood, from your background, then you can go back there and analyze that emotion and understand why you feel that way, and probably talk to a therapist or talk to somebody that is way above you that can actually help you to understand that feeling. And if it's because you've never tried it before, you could actually go ahead and learn something about it that would give you the confidence you need to go into that project. Secondly, simplify the process of whatever it is that you're afraid of failing at. Sometimes when you make your process so cumbersome, it becomes stressful. You start to get afraid. Say for example, my process of preparing a podcast, I make it as simple as possible because I know that I don't want to fail. I don't want a situation whereby I set up everything, I talk for hours, and then I realize, oh my God, it's not recording. So I make the process as simple as possible. I have my phone, I have my microphone, and I just set up everything for myself in a very simple process, you know? And I also try to make sure that I take most of my episodes, I do them in one take, so I don't have to do editing, because I know that I don't do very well with editing, and I don't want to fail at not bringing that episode. So simplify the process of what you want to do. If what you want to do is create a YouTube channel, you can think about it. Okay, what do I need to do on my YouTube channel? First of all, I need to define what I want my YouTube channel to be. Secondly, what do I need to do with my phone? Do I need to get my phone? Do I need to get a better equipment? If this is my first time, you could actually just start with your phone and then do your simple recording on your phone. Use a simple app instead of looking for the big budget equipment. Simplifying the process of whatever project you have also helps you to overcome the fear of failure, because instead of seeing it as this gigantic project, you start to see it as something that is tangible and something that is achievable and something that you can conquer. Thirdly, you have to put it in your mind and realize that failure is inevitable. There are lots of times that we are going to fail at different things in our lives, but there are so many more times that you're going to be successful at the things you do. Think about when you were a child and you were trying to learn how to work. Do you remember it? You don't. You know why? Because now you're walking. But then you fell so many times just trying to stand up. But it did not stop you from, you know, using your 2 feet on the ground to walk today. So many times you have to realize that you're going to fail. But failing is a process to recognizing how something doesn't work. So if you change your mindset as regards how you see failure, it's going to help you in overcoming it. If you realize that, see, everybody, nobody in life is perfect and has never failed before. Every single person you see on earth, every single person, from the person you admire to your mentor to the richest man on earth, everybody has failed before. And failure is just a process. What failure teaches you is that this process doesn't work, another process will work. So that's exactly the kind of mindset that you need to have. And having that mindset would help you a lot in overcoming your fear of failure. Along with this is also recognizing that failure is very temporary. Yes, it is temporary. Look at it. If failure was permanent, all of the people who are successful today would not be successful because they have failed before, but it was not the end of the story. There are 10,000 ways to do one particular thing, and the fact that you tried 10 out of 10,000 and it doesn't work doesn't mean that you're going to stay there and you're never going to learn that thing. Failure is very temporary, and if you have that mindset that failure is temporary and that failure is inevitable and it is just a process to getting to the success that you need, it would actually help you a whole lot in overcoming the fear of failure. Also, something I quickly wanted to add is that it is important for you to keep a positive approach. Very, very important, because when you are positive, even when you fail at something, you would recognize that, oh well, this is a learning process, I'm gonna move on and I'm going to still be successful at this thing. And also, keeping a positive outlook helps you to change your process. You know what people say, only a mad person does the same thing every time and expects a different result. So if you keep a positive attitude, you try something once, it doesn't work, oh well, you try another way and you're sure that that one is going to work because you've impacted your positivity on whatever it is that you have to do. As you go into the new year and you have all of this amazing projects, you have all of this big projects or small projects or whichever it is that you plan to do, no matter what it is, whether it's changing your habits, whether it's learning a new language, whether it's learning a new skill, you can do it. And you might fail at the beginning, but it doesn't mean that that's permanent. The permanent place is success. Success is very permanent. Yes, failure isn't. So even if you fail at step one, trust me, struggle and do step one again. You're gonna get successful at the second stage. Look at it as your favorite game. The first time you played it, you weren't successful at the very first start, but consistently playing taught you all of the tips and tricks that you know, and now you are a pro at it. And that's exactly how it works with anything that you set out to do. 2020 is the year for you to be fantastic. It's the year for you to tell failure, I'm not afraid of you no more. I'm going to be successful because I know that you can do it. So go ahead, fling failure aside and welcome in success and positivity. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure you share this podcast with your friends and family because they deserve to be successful and get rid of the fear of failure. And also give me your feedback on my Twitter handle at @queen_Rafi. And I love you for every time you click on play. Thanks for listening.